The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The dollar surged and the US stock futures hit record highs as investors bet on lower taxes and higher interest rates as Donald Trump claimed victory. What does it mean for your pocket? Well, we're talking about not just the dollar in your pocket, but the euro in your pocket as well. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist with the Institute of International and European Affairs, is joining me now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We all look down to Silicon Docks and the rest of it, all the American tech companies, and we wonder, will they flee our shores now that Trump is in the White House?
I don't think we need to be worried about the tech companies, but we certainly need to be worried about the pharmaceutical companies. Ireland is one of the biggest exporters of pharmaceuticals in the world. For the United States, we are the number one supplier of pharmaceuticals to the United States from outside the United States. Those are exactly the sort of things that Trump has promised to put at least a 10% import tax on. Now, Ireland, for every man, woman and child in this country, we sold goods worth 10,000 euro last year to the United States. Mm. We are by far the most exposed to American market amongst our EU 27 partners. So if Donald Trump goes ahead and puts this import tax on everything that comes into the United States, Ireland is facing a Brexit scale challenge. And it is the biggest near-term threat to the Irish economy that we face.
There will obviously be supply issues, because if they're buying stuff from us, it's because they need it and it's price competitive. The idea of saying we'll do it all in America, you can't necessarily in the morning turn the key on a pharmaceutical plant to produce the stuff that we are currently supplying. So it's not necessarily tomorrow's emergency, perhaps the emergency of the day after tomorrow.
Well, that is certainly true to some extent, but an awful lot of the pharmaceuticals that we ship to the United States are made by American companies. Now, they have multiple units, production facilities around the world. That's why they're multinational companies. Now,
Dan, to make it here? I mean, we're not a low-cost economy.
No, we're not a low-cost economy, but we're a low-tax economy. Therefore, the profits that they book here are taxed at a lower rate than in the United States, and that's one reason why they're here. There's also another reason that they're here. They have manufacturing facilities here for the European market. That was mostly why they came in the first place. But over time, they found that it was worth their while making goods, not just for the European market in Ireland, but also for the U.S. market. As I mentioned earlier, Ireland is now the single biggest supplier of pharmaceuticals to the United States. Bigger than countries like Switzerland and France and Germany, which have traditionally had very big pharmaceutical industries. So those companies could, if they have the capacity in their plants in the United States, do what economists call tariff jumping. So to avoid paying the tariffs, those taxes on imports, they shift production out of their Irish plants to their US plants. Now, you're absolutely right, Pat, in the sense that some of them will not have the capacity to do that in the United States, but they will then think, is this the direction of travel, that there are going to be tariffs and we are now living in a world of greater protectionism, countries using tariffs more frequently? They would then decide our operation in Ireland to service the US market is not viable over the longer term. So they reduce investment. They don't make new investments and they make less profit. The immediate impact is they make less profit because they're selling less to the United States. And that affects a corporation tax. If they're making less stuff here, because they're not making stuff for the US market, they potentially are going to employ fewer people. So there's an employment hit, there's a tax revenue hit, there's an export hit, and there's a longer term investment hit. So this is a very serious threat for the Irish.
Now what about his general approach to tariffs? I love tariffs, is what he said. Does he really understand how complex supply chains can be these days?
Well, I'm not going to speculate about what Trump knows and doesn't know, but you're absolutely correct. And since he's been in public life in the 1980s, one of the things he spoke about in the 1980s was how he disliked Japan's trade with the US. Back then, Japan was really economically strong, selling lots of stuff to the United States. He has all his life loved the idea of putting tariffs on countries, in particular those countries who sell more to the United States than buy from it. Now, Ireland is one of the few countries, Ireland sells far more to the United States than we import. So we sell about 50 billion to the US. We import about 20 billion. So we have a huge trade surplus. And Trump's reported views over the years have been that if countries are selling more to the US than buying, then they're ripping America off. Now, that's simply not the case economically, but that is his repeated and stated view. He likes tariffs, always has. He's promised to impose completely unprecedented levels of tariffs on everything that comes into the United States. This is a game changer if it happens.
Now, the theory, and it's a kind of a very simplistic theory, is that, yes, we'll impose tariffs on everything that's coming in, and we know that you will still need some of these for your daily life, your shopping basket, etc., 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 but we lower your income taxes so you can afford to pay the higher prices. That's all very well if you do pay tax at all. But if you're a low taxpayer in a lower income group, your bill goes up, but you don't get any tax break.
Yep. Look, from an economic perspective, economists differ on many things, but generally there's a view that free trade makes everyone better off. There are some people it might make less well off in the shorter term, but generally free trade makes everyone better off. It's a positive sum game. Donald Trump views trade as some sort of negative sum game. You win, I lose. And he believes that with tariffs, you can change things to the better for the United States. I think that is completely wrong. As you say, it'll eat in, it'll cost, it'll boost inflation in the United States. It will erode people's incomes. It is not good for the United States. It's not good for trade relations. It's not good, you know, for anyone in my view.
A couple of things. The dollar strengthened with this news, which will, of course, make American goods more expensive to buy. The peso in Mexico weakened, and I was in Mexico last week, so I know a bit about this. And I also know that the components for American cars, many of them come from south of the border, from Mexico. So you're going to have cheaper components. They will be subject to tariffs, but the dollar will be stronger. But I'm just wondering, if they're selling into Mexico, which they do, there's a huge number of car components go south of the border as well from America, those components will become more expensive for the Mexicans to buy. So this is all very unclear as to how it'll pan out. You know, tit for tat tariffs.
As I say, it's generally a bad thing. I wouldn't overwork too much into the exchange rate movements at the moment. There's been some movement, but it's not dramatic. So I wouldn't overly work in exchange rate things right now. It's obviously something to keep an eye on, but it's not something that would worry, that is cause for worry right now.
No, but if he's trying to persuade you to buy more American stuff and the American stuff becomes more expensive because the dollar increases in value, you know, it's counterproductive.
It certainly won't make America more competitive if the dollar becomes more expensive. But as I say, I think the relative movement in the price of currencies today has not been dramatic. It's been a change, but it hasn't been sort of something that's immediately going to affect trade.
Now, what about China? His focus will be on China. I mean, whether he's going to be pals with Xi or not, who knows? It'll depend on the amount of flattery that Xi is prepared to use on Donald Trump. But what do you think will happen if there is a trade war between the United States and China? They buy so much stuff from China.
Yep. Donald Trump was ahead of the policy in terms of being very tough on China and seeing China as being a rival, and imposed during his first term significant tariffs on China, and the Biden administration didn't reverse those. There's now a view across the aisle. One of the few things that seems to unite the two parties in America is that China is more than a rival, that it is a big strategic threat to the United States, and that they need to be less dependent on the United States, on China. So I would expect very significant attempts to reduce trade with China, and for those two economies to decouple, as they discuss in the jargon. Whether that has a knock-on effect into other areas, the big fear is a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. That will, again, be a game changer geopolitically. Will this estranged relationship economically spill over into relations in other areas, particularly in relation to Taiwan?
Yeah, and will Donald Trump stand idly by as the Chinese move in on Taiwan and take over the chip manufacturing facilities, which would give them even more economic clout? Although allegedly there are plans to blow up those facilities if the Chinese attempt to move on them, but we shall see.
There are. I was in Taipei last year, and they certainly make that very clear.
Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist with the Institute of International and European Affairs. Thank you very much. And that's all we have time for.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.